You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lou Need. And today I have the honor of introducing a very special man to the show, Dr. Aaron LeBauer. He is the owner of LeBauer Physical Therapy, a, get this, 100% cash-based physical therapy practice. His journey to becoming one of the best and most helpful patients in healthcare industry has not been easy, but he is on a mission to reach his goals to help many, many patients get better, get well at an affordable price. So with no further ado, Dr. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Hey, Lunine, thank you so much for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an honor. Tell us about your background. I'm always curious about a hero's journey. So yeah. Tell us about how you came to, you know, having this whole practice.
Yeah, thank you. I'll try to compress it in a short amount of time. I graduated college, when I went into college thinking I'd go pre-med and realized when I took organic chemistry that it wasn't going to happen because I didn't want to do 4 hours worth of homework every night and dedicate my life to studying when I knew there was something better. So School didn't really have an answer for me. I spent a year out of the country. And then when I got home, I landed in San Francisco and in a friend of a friend of a friend's house. And I got the couch on the porch and it's pretty mild out there. It rained. It was an El Nino. So it rained on me pretty much every night for 6 weeks.
Wow.
And luckily I had a new sleeping bag. So I went from there. I couldn't get a real job in air quotes, right? No one would hire me for like a real job for some reason. I ended up being a temp and then a bike messenger, worked in some restaurants. And I had an epiphany one day that, if I go to massage therapy school, I can still work with patients and clients, use my hands, help people in a meaningful way, and have time to pursue my passions, which at the time was racing bicycles. Mm-hmm. After a few years of doing massage therapy, a pattern of patients or clients were coming to me saying, Aaron, you're the first person to touch me where I hurt. Like, until I came to see you, the chiropractors, the orthopedic surgeons, the physicians, the physical therapists, acupuncturists, you name it, they haven't been able to help me. But then I came to see you and now I feel so much better. Yeah. Then they said, when am I going to be fully better? And I said, I don't really know. Like, as a massage therapist, that's not my job to know when you're going to get better. It's just to help you, feel good in your body.
Yeah.
My wife encouraged me to go back to PT school. So I went to PT school as an adult in 2006. And on my first clinical rotation, I saw 43 patients one day. Mm-hmm. And this is me putting my hands on one person and barking exercises across the room to another because I have 15 minutes with each person. So two people every half hour. But I already made good money as a massage therapist treating patients who had gone through that system and needed more hands-on care, more time to uncover what their problem was.
Yeah.
And I knew that day I could not work for someone else as a physical therapist. I had to start my own practice. And I also knew like I was going to have to forego insurance companies and just charge cash because insurance would require me to, hire extra people just to bill insurance and have to see 3 to 4 people an hour. And that's not what my patients needed. And that's not why I went back to PT.
Right. And it's a cycle of like, get the numbers through, get everyone through, not actually doing that holistic approach of really trying to heal them and solve the problem, right? It's almost like just trying to put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah. And it's like, there's a certain segment of the population that just need to get out of the house, off the couch and start moving and they'll feel better. But there's a good portion of people who traditional therapies, they're not helping. And mainly because no one has enough time to spend to figure out where the root cause of the problem really is.
I agree with you 100%. And so they're just stuck in that space of, again, just treating it. So what type of people, what are your patients population that you serve? We're talking older, younger?
They're all over the place. Yeah. So we've got farmers and school teachers. We had a 13-year-old come in this week, with like some breathing problems and spasms after surgeries. We have regular adults, we have students, but mainly we help active people stay mm-hmm. fit and healthy without pain meds, injections, and surgery. So people who want to participate in their own health. Mm-hmm. I also know if someone comes to see us and they're like, I've been to five other places and everyone says nothing's wrong with me or there's nothing they can do, I'm always pretty sure that we can help because I've been able to do that for 20 years just by listening and problem solving with patients.
Yeah. And so that's an alignment stuff. My husband has a business where he has a product for physical therapies mm-hmm. and it's called the New Gate. So what do you find out that you're working with the clients that you see? Is it alignment? Is it fractured? Like, what are the commonality that you see?
Yeah. So some of the most common conditions we treat are back pain, hip pain, neck pain, shoulder issues, whether it's a rotator cuff problem, a meniscus problem. One, I'm not diagnosing medical conditions, but I know as a physical therapist that it doesn't really matter what shows up on your MRI or X-ray. If you walk in the door and you want to have a higher level of activity and capacity for tolerating life, I can help you. So in that sense, the main things that we do with our patients are, one, figure out what it is that they really want to do. Because I can't fix your meniscus, but I can still help you run a marathon.
I see.
So we figure out what they really want and why. And then through our physical therapy examination and evaluation, the main thing we're trying to do is determine is where does it hurt? Why do people think it hurts? And then is it a short and tight problem or is it a stability or motor control problem? Mm. Because a lot of times it can be a stability or motor control problem and it shows up, it feels tight. But I know if I can get you into a corrective exercise, it'll relieve the tightness. Other times it's really tight and I just got to get my hands on you and show you some things to do at home to open up the tissues and joints. Mm-hmm. And then we want to reload with exercises.
Yeah, because you're not just the rehab, right? Because your goal is to actually alleviate your pain for good.
Right.
It's not just come in every week, let's do rehab and strengthen that muscle and not actually deal with the issue. Why is it so important to know why? Their why, right? Because that's motivation. That's like intrinsic motivation to actually get people to show up to do the work because you want them engaged in their own healing.
Right, right. So knowing their why is the difference between just wanting to pay a copay and someone who's going to invest in their health. Mm. And even without insurance, like it may seem a little bit more expensive on the front end for patients, but on the back end, I know as a provider, people save time and money coming to see us first, but because they've been trained to feel like they need a physician's referral and insurance to cover this, it's a little bit longer route. So I have to really understand their true motivation in order to build the bridge to getting them what they want faster. And no one else is going to sit and ask, you know, why is this important to you? Most people say, I just want the pain to go away. I'm like, okay, well, what's the pain keeping you from doing? Running. Okay. They don't even want to get back to running because people will give up running or tennis as long as they can do the thing that they really want, which is to feel strong and healthy and like a good role model for their kids.
Yeah. Yeah. No, right on. I can see the importance in that because that will bring somebody to motivation to continue to do the work. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, tell us more about Cash PT Nation. Yeah. Is that a whole community that you have set up?
Yeah, we have a community. It's over 6,000 people on Facebook. It's called the Cash PT Nation. And it's for physical therapists and other healthcare providers who want to work for patients, not insurance companies. You know, you want to put your patients first and be able to make decisions for them and not worry about whether you're going to get paid or not. And I've got a lot of other resources, but I started this group about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of people ask me, Aaron, how'd you build your cash-based practice? How do I do it too? And instead of answering those questions over and over again, I started a blog. And then after the blog, I started this group on Facebook. And it's a great place for people to ask questions and get help and connect with others. But it's really just a starting point. Mm-hmm. So because, you know, as we know, like to grow your business, you really need like to take action. You need some concrete answers and maybe there's some other information to help.
Yeah. Yeah. And so for Cash Nation sounds like a great deal, a great idea. And I'm curious with, do you find it a lot of PTs are going that route, cash-based, because of the headache that is with insurance? Because I know that it takes forever, especially when it comes to physical therapy and chiropractic practice services. There's a big headache. There's a big, like a loop you got to go through just to get insurance to approve it.
Yep.
And when you do, it's very short term.
Yeah. And so in physical therapy specifically, like I know my industry better than most, in reimbursements are going down. They're not going up. And I think that's pretty much across the board, but the cost of school is going up. Reimbursement is going down. Our expectations for more salary is going up the longer we're in a profession. It's like, well, I should be getting at least a 3 to 5% salary increase every year. But if reimbursements go down and salaries go up, well, you can't meet someone's needs financially. But then in order to do that, I got to pile more patients on them. And now emotionally and career-wise, they're burnt out and overloaded. So people are taking it upon themselves to start their own business. And a lot of people will still do it in a traditional sense. But more and more people are starting cash-based practices now than ever before. And there's a lot more therapists who are taking their in-network practice and converting it to cash or just even 20% cash and dropping the insurance companies that, you know, actually cost them money.
Yeah, it's autonomy too.
Yep.
You win the freedom to run your practice as you please and hire as many people as you please. You don't feel obligated to have, you know, minimum 4 and then just 20 clients.
Right. Right. You know, and it's also the one thing that I teach with my clients, the main thing is how do we market? And we can't market to most people traditionally market to physicians because one, we're physical therapists, we're physician extenders. A lot of states used to require a physician's referral and a lot of physical therapists work for orthopedic surgeons. So like the path has always been through the physician, but that's not the path. Like if you have a cash-based or out-of-network practice, they're going to stop and say, but you don't take our insurance and we're going to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So in order to bridge that gap, I can't go through the insurance or other providers. I need to go directly to patients. And if I can go directly to the customer, they come in. And that also frees me up from being able to tell my patients exactly what I think without feeling like there's going to be any retribution from the hospital or referring providers based on my assessment of their condition and what they need.
How do you find them?
Yeah, your Google customers is probably the number one.
Yeah.
How do you find them? It's like my personal network, Google, internet, social media, and then maybe some ads. Ads is probably the last thing that we do. And we do a lot of in-person workshops when, you know, when COVID allows, right? You know, COVID really put a damper on that. But we have built such a big presence through Google Maps that people find us online all the time. Through Google, through our blogs, through our YouTube channel and other social media avenues.
Yeah. I agree with you. Organic followers, organic acquiring a customer organically is so much more beneficial than throwing money at ads because then you got that referral too. If you have a great customer, super happy and they're doing a referral program, your chances of getting that new customer is higher.
Oh yeah, absolutely. True. And the other thing we do is we're using email marketing. So do we follow up with prospects and clients? Because as you know, and maybe your listeners do, that if someone's already been a customer before, they're what, 70 times more likely to do business with you again in the future versus a brand acquiring a brand new customer.
That is true. Yeah. How big is your team now?
We have 2 physical therapists, an admin. My wife is doing some health coaching and private yoga, and that's really it for like our clinic. And then my coaching business side, I've got a handful of VAs doing customer service support, social media, podcast, marketing, buying Facebook ads, sales. So I've got, and editing videos and helping with email marketing. So there's probably like 10 people, I think, right there.
You're staying lean. Yeah. Dr. Aaron, you're staying lean. That's really awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the disciplines and the habits. And I'm sure you teach this to your clients as well. Like the habits are put in place to help you improve. So let's talk about your morning routine. How do you get up, dress up and show up and how that plays into your success?
Yeah. So what's interesting is I've been thinking about this and my morning routine changes with seasons. So I work out in my garage. So in the winter, it's really hard to work out at 5 a.m. in the garage. But also in the summer, my kids don't go to school and they wake up later. So it kind of shifts. In the summer, I get up early, I work out, get breakfast, help with the kids, and then go to work. Right now, for the last 5 months, I wake up, get ready, help my kids get ready, drop them off at school, and show up at work. And then what I do is I've reserved my first 3 or 4 hours in the mornings for like deep work, like creative things, building out systems, content, et cetera. And I go home, I work out, eat lunch, I come back and I do some interviews and do some coaching calls.
Oh, nice. So you definitely are allocating that time for, what do you call it? Time blocking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That first thing in the morning for deep thinking, but also working out, right?
Yes.
That gives you more energy. That sets the tone for the day. And you have to be fit. You have to be physically fit to run, to be an entrepreneur.
Yes, absolutely. Like most people take that for granted. And I think there've been seasons where I've put my fitness on the side for doing more in my business to grow it. But once I get it to a certain point, I can now buy my time back through employees or systems or carve my own time out. When I was just getting started, I think when COVID came around, like I really needed to exercise, but at the same time, I was like, I got to burn the candle at both ends. I got two businesses to save, you know, and keep from going down. You know, I lost an employee about a year ago and had to work extra and put some exercise on the side. But now it's, I exercise 4 days a week. And then the other days I do some kind of mobility work or play with my kids, or I'm always on the floor. I'm a physical therapist, so I'm always moving, doing something.
Yeah. And that's crucial because of the nature of your work. But it's just moving the body, right?
Yes.
Motion, keeping the body in motion, and because things get stuck, stiff and get stuck. And I think a lot of people like complain about back ache or I can't walk because of the pain. Interestingly enough, if you move the body or go for a walk, it will alleviate that.
Yes, absolutely. It's also, I get my best ideas and aha moments at the end of a workout. Like when my body gets tired, my brain starts to like slow down, like I'll get the best ideas. So, you know, like I wouldn't have great ideas if I didn't exercise.
Yeah, I like that. Well put. So Dr. Aaron, tell us, how can we connect with you? Where can we find you?
The best place to connect with me is over on Instagram at Aaron LeBauer. And you can always find me online, like www.aaronlebauer.com.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll definitely put that on the show notes. Thank you so much for coming in today and sharing your insight.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Excellent.
Well, all right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.